It was the cover of the book that caught my attention. This beautiful old BMW motorcycle in front of a barn. It was beautiful. But its title almost scared me away. The title of the book was called Shop Class as Soul Craft, An Inquiry into the Value of Work. Yikes, that sounds pretty deep. And indeed it was. It reminded me, though, of many truths. Could this be a little bit related to this mindfulness thing that everybody keeps talking about? I think so. Now, that book was written about 14 years ago, but as I reflect back on it now and reread parts of it, I think that there's even deeper and deeper meaning into the importance of working with your hands, which was the crux of that book. It's most certainly the computer age and the internet age now, and now we're entering into the age of artificial intelligence. Maybe now, more than ever, we should consider the importance of working with our hands and maintaining our own motorcycles as much as we can, having our hands really on them, taking care of them, then going out for a ride into a real world that's all around us. Recorded in beautiful Loveland, Colorado. Welcome to Peace Love Moto, the podcast for motorcyclists seeking that peaceful, easy feeling as we cruise through this life together. Are you ready? Let's go. Question for you. Do you do your own maintenance on your motorcycle? Now, when I answer that question, I have to say, well, yes and no. It depends. Do I change the oil and the filter on my bikes myself? Yes, I do. Do I change the air filter myself? Well, that depends on which bike I'm working on, honestly. Some are easy and others are really difficult to get to. Do I replace my own tires? No. When it comes to tires, those things need to be installed perfectly and balanced as well, and I just don't have the experience or the equipment to do that kind of work at home. So I turn that work over to the professionals. Now, one thing's for sure, when I work on my bike, whether it's lubricating the chain or changing the oil in the filter or just washing it, I feel a lot of pride in doing that. It's almost like I'm telling my bike that I care. Then again, maybe it's not so much that I'm doing this work for my bike as I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for my brain. When I work on my bike, time really doesn't matter. As time passes, and I just don't start feeling tired, really. I don't feel thirsty. I don't feel hungry. I'm not sure what's really happening. I'm not really feeling anything other than just this enjoyment of working on the bike. Now, when things don't go well, I may get frustrated or I'll break something by accident. And, you know, that's frustrating. But overall, just doing the work, that's just really, really enjoyable. So back to the book, Shop Class as Soul Craft. It was written by Matthew B. Crawford. It was published in 2009, and the book, you know, explores this personal experience and philosophy that he has on the nature of work and the value of manual labor and the importance of craftsmanship in today's work. So the premise of the book was the fact that not too many years ago, schools had shop class. That may be a foreign term to many of us now, but shop class was typically about working with wood. Learning how to work with your hands and learning to produce something that you could really see and feel. If it was a chair, you could sit in it. Another premise behind the book is that maybe we as a society made a really large mistake when we entered the computer age, starting to think about that it was a good idea to stop these kids from working with their hands because that's not the future. We encourage them, I guess, to start... more like force them, I guess you might say, to start just working just with your brain and just with your fingers on the keyboard and just stare at that screen and create in that way. We thought that was a good idea. We thought that was the future, right? But really, have we prepared our kids for the future? What is success anyway? Spending time working with our hands That teaches us a lot, teaches them a lot. And that was Crawford's really compelling story there, that we made a really large mistake, but it's not too late. We can come back to that premise of working with our hands is a good idea. So as my wife would attest, I am not a neat freak. I don't wash my bike after every ride. Maybe I should, but I don't. I do check the tire pressure and I change the oil and the oil filter and on a regular basis. I keep my tires in really good shape. I replace them when they're getting down and being worn, but not worn out. And like you, I know the dangers of running on worn tires. But I know the feel, the really great feel of like the new bike feeling of riding on brand new tires. Yeah, it's like riding on a brand new bike. It makes a world of difference. A guy I used to ride with just drove me crazy. Over and over again, I would notice that his tire pressure was way too low. I mean, visibly way too low. And I would pester him by asking him questions like, when's the last time you checked the oil on your bike? And notice I didn't say change the oil. I just asked check the oil because I knew changing the oil was way over his head. So why do I work on my own bikes as best I can? Well, maybe it's because I don't like to spend money that I don't have to. Yeah, I'm cheap when it comes to some things, but I'll not go cheap on the essential things like the quality of the motor oil and the filter that I'm putting on my bike. Remember, not maintaining your bike. Now that's expensive. Another reason I like to work on my bike is to observe up close the craftsmanship that went into designing and assembling that bike. I mentioned in an earlier episode that if you remove the seat and look at the base of the gas tank on my Triumph Bonneville T120, there are the initials of the person at the factory in England who painted the stripes on that tank. That person cared about quality, and that is so cool. So maybe it's a bonding thing. You know, for some motorcycle riders, working on their bikes is a way to establish a closer bond or connection with the machine. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Bonding with the machine. Then again, I can hear my adult son and daughter saying right now, hey Dad, why didn't you bond with us like that? Sorry, kids. So maybe we maintain our bikes for a sense of accomplishment. You know, I worked in the computer industry for many years. I still do. And sometimes I look back and I think on what I've accomplished with all those hours in front of the computer screen and in so many meetings. I mean, I do enjoy my work, but it's not exactly like being a carpenter, right? Who builds a chair with care and knows that someone's going to be sitting in that chair and hope that they enjoy it for years to come. Yeah, that's a difference. So as we know, artificial intelligence and all the automation that's coming along that with that is really changing the world. And I'm still trying to get my head around what that will mean for the long term. I mean, I just happen to work for one of the biggest computer companies in the world, really on the bleeding edge of things. And artificial intelligence is really becoming part of our business. And I still can't wrap my head around what the future may look like with that. I mean, just to set aside artificial intelligence, electric motorcycles. I've never ridden one. I should someday. I've heard it's pretty cool. But I don't quite know what to think about that yet. And that's the future that's right in front of us right now. Well, finally this, with regard to the sport and the hobby that you and I love called motorcycling, I think one thing will remain true. That being out there on two wheels, on some device, out there in the wind, out in nature, meeting people along the way and having conversations with strangers, that is the reward in itself. So take care of your bike. But most importantly, take care of you. Take care of yourself. Go out there. Go out for a ride. And be happy. Thank you for listening. I wish you peace. I wish you love.